Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. It's Friday, the 24th of August. I am not having a good day today. In fact, I basically told my coworker, I did tell her to write me up. I used profanity. And I called my boss shortly after that, and I said that I will start looking for another job. And it was basically because there was a trip scheduled to the museum, an agricultural museum. And the activities director comes up with these trips, and she decided to go here. And three men out of a 15-floor, I'm trying to think how many apartments there are, but only three men signed up to go on this trip today. And I get in there at 10 minutes to 10. And we're supposed to leave at 10. And she says, well, I can't find one of the residents I called, and he's not answering. So there's only one left because the other gentleman canceled and he doesn't want to go. So there was only one left and he doesn't want to go by himself. And it's really not worth the trip of gas, et cetera, to go for one individual to another town, which it was, I'm trying to think, 25 miles away. So when she came out to the bus and knocked on the door and I opened it and I was sitting there doing my time card, she said, we're canceling the trip because nobody's going. And I said, you're fucking kidding me. Well, I was not paying attention to the residents that were sitting outside enjoying their sunshine. And she says, you can't talk like that. And I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. So then I got out of the van and went in the office to finish my time card. And she follows me and the boss is not there today. She follows me into the lady who's doing the time cards. And she says, you can't swear like that in front of the residents. And I said, I understand that. And I don't give a fuck. So write me up if you're going to write me up. I don't really care. And she says, do you really want me to write you up? And I said, if I didn't want you to, I wouldn't have said it. Go ahead. Do whatever you got to do. I don't give a fuck. And she said, you know, your attitude's been horrible. And she was, I don't even remember what else she said, but that stuck out of my head. And I said, I'm not angry at you. I am angry at the fact this happens on numerous occasions that I get there and then last minute they cancel. And she says, well, we just cannot, you know, not schedule trips and you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know what? Maybe we need to come up with a new rule that if only two people sign up to cancel it, it's not worth the money and gas, the payment. You're paying me, you know, X amount of an hour to drive two people and, you know, they charge $3. It's ridiculous. And she was just going on and, you know, how, you know, you just can't swear. It's one thing to swear in the office in front of, you know, us, but it's, you can't do. And I said, I understand that. And again, I said, I really don't give a fuck. Well, one of the another lady who doesn't work directly with us, but she works in the building upstairs on one of the floors. She says, okay, ladies, let's take it down a notch. And then the one coworker walks out of the office and she closes the door, which I'm in two offices away. And she closes the door and I'm thinking, really? What's up with that? So I basically said, you know, I was hired to work X amount of days with an occasional night or day social activity. And that's what I'm going to do. Because when they hired me, I was free to do whatever they needed. I was free to do it. Okay, fine. But now, forget it. And I called my boss and I explained everything to her and she was, you know, okay with it. And I said, well, I'm telling you, you know, this is how I feel. I've not had a outburst like this in ever since I worked there. And she says, yeah, I know. And so basically, I'm going to start looking for another job.